From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Competition in the world of personal computers is fierce. Computer makers are working on new ways to persuade people to buy PCs. Their advertising campaigns could be seen earlier this year at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mike Fard is a marketing representative at Intel. His company manufactures semiconductor chips for computers.
This year, it's all about touch. We have touch computers based on Windows 8 running the Intel processor. But even more exciting than just touch is the Ultrabook convertible. What that means is you have a standard laptop that converts into a tablet. And we have multiple designs that feature this capability.
Yet, sales of personal computers are slow. Recently, research company IDC reported that worldwide sales of PCs dropped 14% in the first 3 months of 2013. The company said this was the worst drop since it started collecting information in 1994. In April, Intel said its earnings fell 2.5% to $12.6 billion compared to earnings last year. Intel's net income dropped 25% to $2 billion. One possible reason for the slow sales is the rise of tablet computers such as Apple's iPad and other mobile devices. Intel and its competitors have sought to work their way out of their sales trouble by offering new products. These include Ultrabook, a thin, lightweight notebook computer which came out in 2011. But the inventions have yet to increase sales. Industry experts are also concerned about reaction to Microsoft's Windows 8 operating system. It was released last October. Bob O'Donnell, an IDC vice president, said the Windows 8 launch not only failed to increase PC sales, but seemed to have slowed the market. He blamed Microsoft for developing a program with what he calls radical changes. He has criticized the company for removing the start button from the operating system. Without reacting to the criticisms, Windows Corporate Vice President Julie Larson Green announced this month that Microsoft will release a Windows 8 update. She expects the first public preview of the update to take place in June. Intel has said it wants to be more influential in the manufacture of chips for mobile devices. Its chips began appearing in smartphones for the first time about a year ago. But critics say Intel's latest technology, called Ivy Bridge, is far behind that of the competition. The company believes this will change with its new mobile chip design, which is set for release later this year. And that's the Technology Report. I'm June.